Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio's all opportunities to download and listen to these featured guests at your leisure. But today we have the standout four-year letter winner at Michigan State. It's none other than Josh Butler. Remarkable career. Josh, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
How you doing? Thank you for having me on. I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent. Now, you know, I was trying to, you know, study up. I knew you were coming on the show, and I was kind of intrigued with your two dogs, Roxy and Remy, and you talking about how they're kind of helping you getting ready in terms of training since everything's closed down. What's it like just kind of been doing those workouts with them?
Well, it's very intense because, you know, they're a lot faster than I am. So when we run, we run up the hill. We got like a hill that's like 2 minutes away from where I stay. And so we like run up the hill and I like try to compete and beat them every time. So it definitely pushes me. But Roxy holds my feet sometimes when I'm doing sit-ups, or Remy will, like, get on my back when I'm doing push-ups. So it helps a lot to, like, stay fit at home.
Now, we don't want to cause a disturbance between the two, but who's more athletic between the two?
Definitely Remy. She's the younger one. She's actually about to be one year old on the 15th. And she definitely has, like, all the energy and stuff like that. So she's definitely, like, the faster one, too.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Josh Butler here on the C2P as we find out what this young man brings to the draft table under 3 weeks away before things get started. So for you, I mean, four-year letter winner in a big-time program in the Big Ten, I mean, how proud are you knowing that, you know, all those years that you were been able, you know, you were on the field doing your thing and you're a four-year letterman?
It feels great, you know, just being here at Michigan State in general. We was able to accomplish a lot of things. You know, my first year, while we made it to the playoffs, we made it to the Big Ten Championship and won against Iowa. So right now I have, like, what, three bowl rings, not even just on the field but off the field as well. We was able to go out and just help and be, like, a light to other people. We went to Houston when the hurricane hit, when Hurricane Harvey hit down in Houston, and helped out with people like that. We also do like a lot of off the field things, just a lot of great things that being here at Michigan State had to offer, and we, you know, used it all. And definitely, you know, Spartan Nation is just great.
Definitely, and you know what, I definitely want to talk about all the intangibles, but I was covering the Pinstripe Bowl this past December. With you and Wake Forest, I thought it was a phenomenal bowl game. I mean, playing in Yankee Stadium. I mean, what were your thoughts playing in that game and playing in Yankee Stadium, but yet you're playing football?
Oh, man, it was a great experience. You know, it was my first time even ever been to New York, and the stadium is just, it's huge. It's really huge. And just being able to play at that game, you know, my final year, we had a bunch of fun, both on the field, both outside of the field as well. We had a blast there. We loved it. And, like, they hosted, were very great at the hotel because we had, like, a lot of Spartan fans in New York. And a lot of the people who, like, worked there was also went to Michigan State. So it was just a great experience, man. I'm telling you, it was so nice.
Yeah, definitely. I loved it. It's one of those bowl games I'm going to definitely try to make sure I can hit up every single year. So for you, I mean, you know, you're growing up in Texas. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, and that's a football state. I mean, were you a way better athlete way back then?
Yeah, all we did was sports. It was either football or track for me. And, you know, just literally it was sports, football all year round. It just does not stop. So we was always doing something athletic, just having fun. And then especially as a kid, you got nothing but a ton of energy anyway. So it was nice.
Now, how do you kind of start trending toward that DB role? I'm sure you probably played multiple positions growing up, but, you know, how did the coaching staff recognize that this was going to be your best fit?
Well, it started with my high school coach, Coach Ward. He just kind of, like, seen that I was, like, real, like, long, had long arms, and was athletic and, you know, be able to cover guys real good. And then I had, like, got speed and stuff. And so he just kind of, like, molded and started taking me towards the defensive side more majority of the time. And it just kind of, like, took off from there. And so, like, my sophomore year in high school, it just was strictly cornerback, safety, and playing, like, the nickelback as well. So I played, like, all three of those, and it just kind of took off from there.
Well, it definitely took off from there. And then, again, now you're at Michigan State. Now you're off to the National Football League in a few weeks. Once again, Josh Butler here on the C2Ps. We find out what this young man brings to the table. As always, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, if you want to listen to these shows again or download them. So when you arrive at Michigan State, and Josh, you would know this better than anybody. You're in a big-time program. This doesn't work out for everybody. You could go there and not have success, but you did. When do you get the sense that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon can allow you this opportunity to make a living on a Sunday?
Well, you know, it's just it's the people. It's, you know, they definitely made it like a family-knit type of environment. You know, just my coaches and stuff, they was always willing to help literally anybody. All you had to do was just ask. So basically when I got to college, it's just like, the transition from high school to, like, learning everything that you needed to know about football, they definitely helped out with a lot of that. So when it got a lot easier, like, understanding plays, understanding people, understanding, like, what routes are about to be ran and position and stuff like that. So just learning all that definitely helped me become a lot more successful on the field. So just this.
And for you. Fair enough. And I ask this of all the gentlemen that come on the program. If we three in that film room with these NFL scouts, you're breaking down tape of yourself with them. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those? I call them the hallmark home run abilities. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table?
Just the aggressiveness, and then being able to play multiple positions besides cornerback as well. And then also being able to go out on special teams, you know, just not being afraid to play football, just being straight relentless with anything, being able to also have that speed to, like, make plays.
Fair enough. And how about this one? I mean, we're so close to the draft. I mean, this benefits you if the scouts are listening up. What don't they see on tape that's a big factor? I mean, you could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe the system you guys ran at Michigan State didn't allow you to blitz more, do certain things. I mean, what do these scouts need to know about that you think is a big benefactor as we close in on this thing?
I mean, just to get to know you as a person, just, you know, the light and stuff that I bring to the table, you know, just all around, like, happiness with people, being able to engage with my teammates, being able to help out. Basically, the term is a locker room player. So just being able to, you know, always stay positive and encourage other people.
Definitely, fair enough, and that's always a good thing. I mean, you want that positive influence in the locker room. No negativity, not there. You just cannot have it.
Exactly.
I'm curious, what's your favorite type of defense to run? I mean, do you like pressing? Do you like man? I mean, you know, when do you feel most comfortable when you're out there?
Well, we dogs here, so we went all man out. I like man. It's definitely a challenge, and, you know, we're always living up to a challenge. I like a challenge. So playing man is real good, so everybody got their job, doing their job, and it just feels good to just go one-on-one with somebody, especially, like, I've been on one-on-one with, like, a bunch of athletes who are now in the league and stuff like that. And, you know, just a great experience to go against them, just being able to, you know, just play football.
Yeah. And now I'm curious. Just you come across as a great young man, but, I mean, are you chatty out there? What's it like lining up against you?
I really don't say nothing. I don't say anything at all. It's so funny. It's like some people, you know, go out there and trash talk against me. I'm just sitting there not saying nothing at all. And they're like, I can't get nothing out of him.
I love it, man. I love it. I mean, your fabulous career, man. We're almost out of time. I wish we could talk more. There's so much to discuss. But before we let our guests go, we like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Any game day superstitions? Anything that you have a ritual that you've got to do?
I listen to old school before I go out there. So anything like Isaac Hayes or – like Al Green and stuff like that. I got an old soul, so I listen to that right before the game. That's just how I am.
You know, that's so funny you said that because one of my – their kids are home. Everybody's home now, but somebody upstairs was actually listening to Otis Redding earlier today, and I was like, who's got the Otis Redding playing? And I'm like, I wonder if they got that on their albums or – they're, you know, they're using Spotify or something. So I like the old school effect. I don't know which one it was, but I don't know. They might have rated my stuff, but nonetheless, great stuff, great music. I mean, you just can't beat it. How about this one? Coach D'Antonio, he did last year, this past year, but did anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they have done it in front of him?
Not this year, but I know a couple years back we had a guy named Matt Maxwell. He used to do a bunch of impressions on like all the coaches, and I'm telling you, he was spot on with all of it. So it was probably what my redshirt sophomore year. He used to do them a lot, and it used to be so funny.
Excellent. And we started the show off with Roxy and Remy. We're going to end it with those guys as well. What are the odds that you add another partner to the and instead of make it, the duo become a trio, if you will?
Not anytime soon. Right now I have to, you know, go be a little bit more successful, make a little bit more money first before I get another dog. but maybe somewhere in the future, maybe in like a year and a half or so.
I love it. So fair enough. If you're kicking it in the National Football League a year from now, it's possible that there could be another family member in there.
Most definitely.
Excellent. Josh, man, fabulous career. I'm based out of Youngstown, so I'm definitely in Big Ten country. Seen you play a ton, and like I said, I appreciate you coming on. It's always fun to have a guy on the show that you've kind of recognized doing their thing on the field. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me. You know, stay safe out here. I hope you and your family are doing very well.
Thank you, and you as well. Once again, that is Josh Butler, the standout Spartans defensive back, safety, nickel guy, and you got to love the four-year letter winner. I mean, there's just kind of kudos. You guys, I mean, start to kind of comprehend playing at a big-time program like Michigan State, and you're able to contribute for 4 years and walk away. Like I said, I just think that's valuable. And again, and then the best part about this, the one thing I took about from the show was he talked about back in high school, and it's all the things that make him a great player now: long, athletic, and speed. He mentioned that's what his high school coaches saw him when they put him in the DB role. And when you kind of think of Josh Butler, what are you going to think about? You think about his length, think about his athleticism, and then you're going to think about that speed. So I just thought it was kind of fun listening to that, but then it's still all these years later from his high school career, those are the big factors that go into being a top DB in this 2020 NFL draft class. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.